USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does, he gets into office, is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increases disproportionately affect low and middle income families. The FBI is teaming up with the Justice Department to launch a new initiative aimed at identifying companies that are exploiting supply chain disruptions in the U.S., making increased profits in violation of federal antitrust laws. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The CDC may be loosening guidelines with that story. Here's USA's Katie Lewis.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen guidance on indoor masking as early as next week. This as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. In a press briefing on Wednesday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency is examining new metrics for relaxing pandemic guidance, including masks, and would deliver that updated guidance soon. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lawmakers are running out of time once again to pass a short-term funding extension to avoid a government shutdown tonight. It remains unclear when the Senate will vote on the continuing resolution, which will keep the government open by extending funding, but only through March 11. Complicating matters further, some Democrats are absent due to personal and family reasons, causing concern the party may be short of the votes they need to defeat any Republican amendments. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Several major U.S. airlines are now asking the federal government to create a coordinated no-fly list for violent and disruptive passengers. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the government is looking into it.
The airlines are often doing their own internal no-fly list. Some of them have spoken about maybe coordinating on that, and we're looking at these policy recommendations as well. The FAA has a zero-tolerance policy. Fines have been increased. Enforcement has been increased. But let's be very clear. This is happening at an unacceptable rate. Anything besides zero is an unacceptable rate.
More than 500 unruly passenger incidents have been reported in the first 6 weeks of 2022, according to new data from the Federal Aviation Administration, and at least 80 incidents have been referred to the Justice Department to consider criminal prosecution. Negotiations aimed at ending Major League Baseball's lockout will resume today. The Players Association notified management that it's ready to respond to the offer that MLB made last week. Baseball's ninth work stoppage, the first since 1995, enters its 78th day, one day after spring training workouts were scheduled to start. There's very little chance exhibition games will start as scheduled on February 26th, and the work stoppage now threatens opening day on March 31st. Given the need for 21 to 28 days of training and additional time to report and go through COVID-19 protocols, an agreement by the end of February is needed for an on-time start. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.